Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, August 2nd, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Ryan Smith. Ryan joined our fellowship on April 28th, and he is already plugged in. I can't wait for you to hear more about his life and his faith at the end of the podcast. Thank you, Ryan, for reading for us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Today we're reading from Romans 8, 1 through 17, and I'm reading from NIV. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that his righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live according to the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are not in the realm of flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of flesh, but in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who has raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of your body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
Thank you so much, Ryan, for joining the podcast and for reading for us today. Where did you grow up and what brought you to Birmingham?
I grew up in Meridian, Mississippi, and then went to Starkville for college and Mississippi State, graduated in interior design, and then after graduation, I moved to Birmingham.
Okay, let's back up. So you grew up in Meridian, Mississippi. Tell me about that. Did you grow up around family, or why was your family there?
We moved there for my dad's job, but it put us right in the middle of all of my grandparents. So I have grandparents that live on a farm, and going down there, they have cows. We've always just had a big family gathering down there. It's one of my favorite places in the world.
Would you say that both sides of your family helped form your faith?
Yes. My mom is one of four, and my dad is one of five. And so we've just always grown up around a lot of people. And all those people together, everyone has their opinions and stuff like that. But we all have a common faith, and that is in the Lord.
Okay, so one set of grandparents lived on a farm. Where was that?
Right outside of Kentwood, Louisiana, like Mount Hermon between the two.
And then your other set of grandparents lived in Starkville, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's where they grew up. They lived in Knoxville while we were younger, but they moved back there when we were in high school.
So Meridian is centrally located between the two?
Meridian's like 3 hours from the farm, and then right at 2 hours from Starkville.
Why did you choose Mississippi State?
I'm a third-generation Mississippi State student. My dad went there, and my grandfather went there, and I've always been growing up going to Starkville, so it was just always a dream of mine to go to Mississippi State.
And while you were in Starkville, I think you told me you lived with your grandmother, correct?
Yes.
The whole time you were in college?
Just for the 2 years I was, or 3 years I was at Mississippi State.
Did you go to another university as well?
I did community college in Meridian for 2 years.
And then transferred.
Yeah.
What was your major?
Interior design with a minor in architectural lighting.
Ooh, and so that's what brought you to Birmingham?
Yes, I got a job at an architecture and design firm downtown.
Tell me a little bit about your work.
We do a lot of multifamily residential, so apartment buildings, and we mostly focus on the community spaces where people live and how they interact within each other.
When people learn that you're an interior designer, did they want to ask for your advice?
Every time. I like it. I mean, I love to help people out with their problems.
Well, that's good. Have you had any odd jobs growing up?
I wouldn't say odd jobs, but I worked at Boy Scout camp as a lifeguard for 3 summers and then did photography and media consulting for that same camp.
And I read on your Meet the New Member that you were an Eagle Scout or are an Eagle Scout.
Yes.
Tell me about your project.
I renovated a former daycare into be a dyslexia therapy school. There was like 2 or 3 teachers and we sanded and painted the walls. I found some furniture that people were able to donate and it turned into a nice little project.
And is dyslexia something that's close to your heart?
Yes, I am a dyslexic. And then my mom went back and got her 2nd master's in dyslexia therapy. Wow. So now she does that full time.
Really? Yep. So did she help you along the way? Or how did you realize that you had dyslexia?
Well, I think it was in like the 2nd grade. And they took me to Mispy College in Clinton, where they had a dyslexia therapy. That's where she got her master's. But they also had like a little school. So she didn't know anything about it. So she was learning as I was learning. And then eventually she decided to go back and get her and do that full time.
Wow. And so now does she work in the school system?
She works at the Choctaw Reservation in Philadelphia, Mississippi.
I want to hear what you like to do for fun. What do you do in your free time?
I'm very outdoorsy. My friends and I like to go hiking and do things around Birmingham. There's a lot of great hiking spots in Birmingham. We go to Oak Mountain a lot. There's one that's called the King's Chair. And you can just see for miles once you get up there. That's one of my favorites.
Do you have to have special equipment for this type of hiking?
I bought some hiking boots, but they weren't anything big or clunky like you would think of in hiking. Okay. We went hiking recently with my grandmother and went up to Mount LeConte, and it was a 16-mile round trip. She's 81.
Oh, my word. That's amazing. Did you do it in one day?
No, we went up. We stay the night. You can like sign up to stay the night. They have a meal. There's a bed. And then you eat breakfast and hike down the next day.
And where is LeConte?
Outside of Gatlinburg.
What brought you to Mount Brook Baptist?
It was last Thanksgiving. We were home. I was home at our farm. And all my aunts and uncles were talking. They were like, Ryan, you've got to find a church. You have got to stop watching it.
So you were watching your home church online?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I grew up very active in our church. My dad was a deacon. And so, like, we were always there doing things. And that was a big part of my growing up. And so I knew I needed to find one to have that community. And that was very important. And I live in an English village. And so I was looked up
Baptist church near me. Were we the first church that you found? Or you looked around a little bit?
I'd visited one other, like, a while back. But this was the first one that I was like, oh, this one feels different.
I can remember meeting you mm-hmm. the first couple of times. In fact, I was probably a little bit too eager. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, Ryan, nice to see you. Share with me what it is like as a first-time or second-time guest at Mount Brook Baptist.
I came alone. I was sitting alone. But there, every time I came, someone would come and speak with me, and I felt like that was very important.
And do you go to the contemporary service mostly or the traditional?
It really depends on if I wake up in time. Like, if I can wake up before 9 o'clock, I'll go to traditional, but a lot of times it's contemporary.
Once you started visiting, what made you want to join the fellowship?
I think it was just that everybody was so nice and welcoming that I felt like I wanted to be a part of that. And I started going to a Sunday school class and everybody there was so nice. And I just felt like that was the next step in my growth.
Good deal. Which Sunday school class are you a part of? Just, you know, a shameless plug for that class.
I'm in the anchor class.
As you experience the Bible, do you have a favorite passage?
Psalms 121. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my strength come from? My strength comes from the maker of heaven and earth.
And why is that one of your favorites?
My mom would read it to us a lot growing up because that's just a great passage for like strengthening yourself and you want to build yourself up. I just always think of that one.
Which leads me to another question. Would you tell me about your formation of faith, how you came to faith in Jesus, and then maybe milestones along the way?
I grew up in church, and we were very active. My parents sent us to Ridgecrest in the summer, so that was always a big part of my faith, learning from people who were not, I mean, growing up, they weren't too that much older than me, but looking back, like, they were very older than me. And they helped, and my parents were very big in their faith, and so we were always surrounded by that, and that was just a big part of my life.
And then when you went to college, did you find a new church to go to?
My grandmother went to First Baptist in Starkville, and they had a huge college program. And so my friends and I from home would all go to that on Sundays mornings.
Tell me about a season in your life that was maybe challenging or one of grief where the Lord really met you in that place.
I think for me, it was when my grandfather passed away. It was very hard on all of us because he was declining very rapidly and we did not know what was going to happen. But everyone just kind of surrounded us and prayed over us. And I felt calm in that moment because he was in a better place. He was no longer suffering. And then not a year or soon after that, I moved into my grandmother. And so that was a big deal.
Tell me a little bit more about her. She sounds very interesting.
She is 81 years old and just so much fun. I talk to her every day. We talk every day. We text, we call. She's just been one of the best special people in my life.
And you told me just a few minutes ago that your brother also lived there, right, at one mm-hmm. point, your my cousin.
My cousin. It was a full house. There was four bedrooms and all of them were full.
And did she cook dinner in the evenings? What was family dynamic like?
She would cook. Sometimes I would pick some up, but we all kind of helped out in the kitchen. For the first 2 year and a half that I lived there, we did HelloFresh, and that was fun.
Ooh. Yeah. Did you learn a lot of new recipes?
You would think so, but not no. really. After you go get it yourself, it's just not the same.
It's not the same. I agree with that. Tell me one way that you connect with the Lord.
I connect with the Lord through nature and being outdoors. When you go on a hike, you get to the top and you are rewarded with that view and see all that the Lord has made. And that is just one of my most special places.
Which connects with your favorite verse, right?
Yes.
I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Tell me about your favorite Christian song.
One that comes to mind is Because He Lives. I have a memory of my dad playing this on a CD over and over again growing up. And that became one of my favorite songs.
I also have a dad who listened to the Gaithers a lot when I was growing up.
Yes, it was the Gaithers. Is that the same CD?
Yes. Well, it was a record for me. So I'm showing my age. But I think the first verse says this. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives.
That one always stuck out to me because you're not granted every day. And in the Lord, you always know where you will end up.
Ryan, it's been such a pleasure to connect with you over the podcast. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Yes. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing me to come here and do this podcast. It was very much out of my comfort zone, but you carried me through this, and I'm very proud of the community that I'm making here at Mountain Brook. And I hope that we can come back and do this again sometime. In your name we pray. Amen.